Larry Burke of Dodge City.
Well, when Kennedy was assassinated, I would have been 24 years old. Lieutenant in the Army with the 25th Infantry Division in Schofield Barracks in Hawaii. Remember the day very clearly. I was designated the CBR officer for our troop. I was in an armored cavalry squadron, and I was going to CBR school. That stands for Chemical, Biological, Radiological Warfare. And there was a school there on post that taught details about that with a number of other officers. And I remember we were sitting in the classroom, and the NCO, the sergeant who was teaching the class, came in and said, "Gentlemen, your president's just been shot." And it was like, is this some kind of a joke? You know, it was just unreal. And it just took a while for it to soak in, and then later we found out that he'd not survived, and the whole military establishment there was kind of in a state of shock. And of course, being the unknowns surrounding it, we were on a kind of an alert status and so on, and until we finally got some information about, you know, there wasn't some international conspiracy or something. People obviously felt the emotion of it, but in the military, you know, you put a stiff upper lip on things and go about your business. And I think that's what we did, and concerned for Kennedy, for the country, for his family, and the uncertainty of what comes after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is dead. The President is dead. Let us pray.